Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, and chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. I give you this charge: preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage, with great patience and careful instruction. God knows what we need to hear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. I wonder if Timothy was disappointed in what it was like to be a pastor. When Timothy was young, the Apostle Paul must have told him stories like how Jesus once appeared to him in a flash of light and called him to faith, how Paul once debated with philosophers in Athens, how he was once jailed but suddenly released from jail by a miraculous earthquake. In one city, people were so upset that he was preaching about Jesus that Paul had to be put in a basket and lowered out of a window in the city walls at night. So much of Paul's life of sharing Jesus had been dangerous, exciting, and amazing. Now, Timothy was a pastor too, and Paul wrote some instructions and encouragements for him. He didn't tell Timothy how to escape angry mobs, travel around the world, or perform great miracles. Paul's advice seems much more ordinary. Preach the word. Hold to sound doctrine. Correct, rebuke, and encourage. Tell people the things you've known since you were a little child, learning the stories about Jesus. That's still perfect advice. Because what do people need most? It's not to hear exciting stories or how to live an amazing life. We need to know about how God saves us from our sins. It's such a simple message that even a little child can learn it. Jesus died on the cross to pay for our sins and rose again. But it's so important, we need to keep going back to it every day. We need to see our sins so they don't take us away from God. We need to learn how to say thank you to God with the way we act. And we need to know, above all, that God loves us and will never leave us. Timothy needed to hear that. We do too. Keep learning about Jesus. Go back again and again to the simple truths of the Bible you were able to recite as a little child. And on the days when our lives seem extraordinary and exciting, or they feel ordinary or even a little boring, we'll know that through all of them, God tells us everything we need to know about our salvation and has given us everything we need to serve Him. And that's just what we need to hear. We pray to our Lord who hears us. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us about the salvation we have in Jesus. Never let us get tired of hearing it. And bless us with lives filled with every good work as we say, thank you for your love. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.